This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands of people protested across France Saturday against the imposition of a health pass for a wide array of social venues as the country battles with a fourth wave of the coronavirus. It is the third weekend in a row that people oppose President Emmanuel Macron's new set of anti-COVID measures took to the streets, an unusual show of determination at this time of year, marked by a slowdown of the country's activity as citizens take their summer breaks. Visitors heading to museums, cinemas, or swimming pools in France are already denied entry if they cannot produce the health pass showing that they have been vaccinated against COVID-19 or have had a recent negative test. A new law that the French Parliament approved this week will make COVID-19 vaccinations mandatory for health workers and extend the imposition of the health pass to bars, restaurants, trade shows, trains, and hospitals. In the U.S., the state of Florida has now reported 21,683 cases of COVID-19 in a single day, and that is the state's highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. That's according to federal health officials on Saturday. As its theme park resorts again started, they started asking visitors to wear masks indoors. The state has become the new national epicenter for the virus, accounting for around one-fifth of all new cases of the U.S. in the U.S. as the highly contagious Delta variant of the coronavirus continues to spread. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.